In 2021, lawyers for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska argued that the state hadn't met its constitutional obligation to provide the best available information to the Board of Fisheries, as it considered a number of proposals to limit the commercial harvest of herring in Sitka Sound during its 2018 meeting. The tribe claimed that the state had omitted a particular document, called the Martell Report, which recommended a number of improvements to the way the Department of Fish and Game estimates the amount of available herring in Sitka Sound. At the time, Juneau Judge Daniel Shally ruled that the state broke no rules by failing to provide the report to the Board of Fish. In his 13-page decision, he wrote that there's no requirement in the sustained yield clause of the state constitution for the state to provide the best available information. Over a year and a half later, attorney John Starkey challenged that claim before the Alaska Supreme Court.
But our point is, despite how difficult it is, how technical it is, it's up to the decision makers to make a judgment about all those issues. You know, once it's revealed, there can be a dialogue between the department and the board about the report. But if the board never gets to see the report, the board never gets to ask those questions, the board never gets to make those judgments for itself, it takes the power away from the rulemaking authority to see the evidence and for them to determine whether it's too technical. In addition to that, Your Honor, it takes away the opportunity for the public to see the report.
Kimber Rogers, representing the state, argued that it's the Board of Fisheries' responsibility to balance the economic, ecological, and cultural concerns in its oversight of the state fisheries, not the courts.
This court has repeatedly stated that courts may not substitute their judgment for that of the trained biologist and other scientists hired to manage Alaska's complex fisheries. But this is exactly what the tribe is asking for. They're asking for micromanagement of the decision-making process, but the text of the sustained yield clause and this court's interpretations of that clause do not impose such a duty on the department to provide any particular information to the board.
Rogers maintained that although state biologists weren't constitutionally required to provide the Martell report, their comments on regulatory proposals at the 2018 Board of Fish meeting were nonetheless informed by it. Rogers said providing the whole document would not have been useful for board members.
That said, you know, herring were already returning in substantial abundance. So that, you know, the department is going above and beyond and trying to do everything it can to make its forecasting model better. And that's what the Martell report was about. But it's highly scientific and technical, very difficult for a layperson to digest. So, no, the department did not directly provide the Martell report.
Rogers also argued that the board could have obtained the report through the public process. It was never intended to be suppressed or concealed by the department.
But certainly I think members of the public could make public records requests to the department and say, please send me all the relevant information you have about this issue or that issue. And then the department would have some obligation to respond to that public records request. And then they might have, you know, as part of that, gotten the Martell report and been able to provide it to the board themselves.
Starkey, however, challenged that assertion, arguing that the state was overestimating the capacity of the board to obtain material that wasn't provided directly by the department.
The agency has got the information. They're holding it. Sitka Tribe might have known that they were going to work on trying to prove the model, but they sure didn't know that there was a report out there that explained how and what the problems were with the current model, and that was relevant information.
In her remarks, Senior Justice Dana Fabe suggested that the case pivoted on the idea of whether the department had failed in its responsibility to supply the board with all the material needed for it to make an informed decision about Sitka's herring population in 2018.
That our role is to ensure the agency is given reasoned discretion to all the material facts and issues. How can the board give reasoned discretion that's beyond our review, once they take a hard look, to all the material facts and issues if those haven't been provided to them? But to me, that's the bottom line of this case.
The Supreme Court has taken the matter under advisement and will issue a written decision at a later date, which could be months away. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.